Blog Talk Radio.
But you shall not go out with haste. Awake, awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith Yahweh, ye have sold yourselves for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. For thus saith Yahweh, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Now therefore, what have I here, saith Yahweh, that my people is taken away for naught? They that rule over them make them to howl, saith Yahweh, and my name continually every day is blasphemed. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, and saith unto Zion, thy Elohim reigneth. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing. For they shall see eye to eye when Yahweh bring again Zion. Break forth into joy. Sing together. Break forth into joy. Sing together. Together. Ye waste places of Jerusalem. For Yahweh has comforted his people. He hath redeemed Jerusalem. Yahweh hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all nations. And all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our El. Depart ye, depart ye. Go ye out of from thence. Touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her. Be ye clean that bear the vessels of Yahweh. For ye shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight. For Yahweh will go before you, and the El of Yisrael will be your rear ward. In other words, he got your back. He's guarding you in the back. You know, well, we already know. He said he will go ahead of you. So he's going to be your what? Your head guard and your rear guard. In other words, he got you covered all the way around. That's what the word rear ward means. It's not reward. It's rear ward. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. As many were stunned at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths at him, for that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. The whole 52nd chapter of the book that's called Isaiah, Yeshayahu, hallelujah. Shalom, 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 praise the mighty Yah, all praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yahweh, forever and forever and ever, O my people and people of the nations. I am Yirmiyahu ben Yisrael, and you are in another episode in the Knowledge Suite. We come your way every day, every day on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, we've arrived again at another episode in the Knowledge Suite. I'd like to just take time now to acknowledge our listenership and thank those of you all who take time out of your busy schedules to listen in on what we're talking about, whether you agree or disagree. And I'm sure many of you disagree, but that's all right. That's all good, too. I mean, hey, I'm not on Blog Talk Radio to be popular, my beloved brothers and sisters. No man ever sent by the Creator has ever done anything for popularity. Because when you walk this walk and talk this talk, there is no popularity. In fact, you create more enemies than you do friends. And a true servant of Yah has very little to no friends. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And get much criticism by other brothers who think they know everything. But you know what? That don't even faze me, and it don't even worry me, and it doesn't worry the others like me and those of us who are put on this planet in this dispensation of time to do what we have to do for the Creator. Sweet God, my brothers and sisters and people of the nations, we're going to deal with what? Twisting some more of the twists. Where do these twists come from? These twists are located, the majority of them are located in a section of books called the New Testament. Man, we got some serious twists over in that book. And then if you get caught up and carried away over in that foolishness, you will never see what the truth is, because those books don't go with the books that are called Genesis to Malachi. But see, we're learning. Yah said he was going to correct us in measure, little bit by little bit. So those of you all who have all this criticism for other people, just know that you yourself are learning it little bit by little bit. You don't have it all, brothers. Humble yourselves, brother. Humble yourselves. Y'all need to really, really be humble. But praise the mighty Yah, that don't stop nothing. You can say what you want to say, do what you want to do. It's not stopping nothing here, because we're moving forward, hallelujah, with the strength and with the power, with the might and with the wisdom of Almighty Yah. Hallelujah, shall we go forth and get this word delivered. Hallelujah. To what? To the best. To the best of my ability. Hallelujah. I don't know everything. I'll never say that. And I'll never act like I know it all. If I do, hallelujah, I'll come down off my little high pedestal, because I've never sat on one anyway. Praise the mighty Yah, because I humble myself before Yah. Hallelujah. Yah is the only one that we need to put our trust in. You need to leave flesh alone, because these sons of men will let you down every time, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you. They'll have you thinking that they got it all right, that they know everything, and they in criticism of everything everybody else say, because won't nobody go for that halfway twisted stuff that they got, which they were taught by some man that they worship. But let me tell you this, brothers, if that's what you want to do, if that's your thing, you go ahead. But I'm not encouraging, of course, because you will see the vengeance of Yahweh. Since y'all got so much to talk about with other people, how other people are going to come short, let me tell you something. You better make sure that you deliver but your own soul in righteousness, if you are righteous. Praise the mighty God. My beloved brothers and sisters, people on the planet, we're going to go ahead and untwist a twist that's found over here in your new book, in your so-called New Testament, that's found over in the book of Revelation, the book that put forth a serious scare right at the end. Well, before we get there, as a matter of fact, we're going to start reading here in Revelation chapter 22, starting at verse 12. I want to show you something here that's already a lie over here in this book that everybody seemingly is afraid of. Oh, you can't mess with that. Oh, you got to leave Revelation alone, man. Ooh-wee, you'll get the plagues in that book and temple add to it or take away from it. Hallelujah. Those are the words of Yah, my beloved brothers and sisters, that Yah told us not to add to and not to diminish from. From so-called Genesis to Malachi. Those are the books that he's referring to. Because why? You will find the true words spoken by the true and mighty one of Israel, Yahweh, over there in those books. His words are there. Revelation chapter 22, starting at verse 12. Look at this. This supposedly is JC, J-E-S-U-S, the pagan deity, the no-existent one. See, J-S-U-S is the no-existent one. Yah is the what? Self-existent one, the true existent one, the one who truly exists. Let me put Yah first. Yah is the what? Is the self-existent one. He is the true and only, true and living, mighty one that exists. The rest of the deities, as they call themselves, are gods, do not exist. No, none of the Greek gods and goddesses, none of that foolishness. That's all Greek mythology. And whatever culture or society that the myths come from are all mythological. A myth is nothing but just a clever way, a sophisticated way of just saying a lie. A myth is simply a lie. Don't try to dress it up. Revelation chapter 22, verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And let me show you what's wrong with this, with especially. Well, first of all, verse 12, man, they've been waiting forever and a day on you. And now they're in a period that they call the millennium, and you're supposed to be the main player in the millennium. And the main player in the millennium has not even shown up. Remember how we were taught this stuff about how there's going to be a millennial reign of Christ, of so-called Christ on this planet? Well, something has happened. Your Christ didn't show up. But the millennium, according to these world people, the millennium has started. But the main character and the main player of the millennium is missing. So what's up with that? Something is terribly wrong with that, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations. The head man of the millennium is missing. But he said, behold, he come quickly. Well, you better hurry up if you're coming. You better hurry up and get here because I look here, things a mess, man. And your people, that's been waiting on you, are still waiting on you. They're sitting at the table of the millennium. The millennials are here, but the main player in the millennium has not shown up. So then what's up with that? Yeah, the main man of the millennium is missing. Something's wrong with that. Now, in verse 13, he said, I am the Alpha and the Omega. Let me say, look, now, you can already see something's wrong with this. If he's supposed to be born, quote, king of the so-called Jews, which there's no such thing as a Jew, or if he's supposed to have a lineage that's attached to the biblical Israelites, unto the children of Israel, he would not have used no Greek letters to declare what he is. You see what I'm saying? Here's a problem, and here's a twist right here. Why would he say he's the Alpha and the Omega if he's supposed to be of the Hebrew lineage? Or Israelite lineage, why would he run to a Greek alphabet system? What he should have said, what y'all Bible translators, who are nothing but liars anyway, should have put here, if you really want to trick Israel, see, you already tried to trick us into believing that this thing, this non-existent one, is supposedly attached to the Israelite some way, some fashion, some form. No, 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 no. That's a lie, 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 lie. Okay? What he should have said was this. See, what he should have said was that he's the Aleph and the Tau. Of course, Aleph, according to what we know now. Like say that it's going to come a time when we are going to learn our language because Yahweh is going to turn a pure language unto us so that everyone will call upon the name of Yahweh. I've said this time and time and time. I've talked this time and time and time again. But see, there's no such thing as a terrible repetition when it comes to the word of Yah because his words can always be reiterated, restated, and said over and over and over again. Why? Because they're the words of the Most High Yah. Yes, yes. But if this had any legitimacy to it, he should have said, I am the Aleph and the Tau. But he said the Alpha and the Omega. You see what I'm saying? You all may say, well, oh, man, come on. Yeah, that is very significant, and it's very important to know this. See this right here. If this had been Dawid, who is the true king of Israel, if Dawid had made that statement, he would have used the what? He would have used the Hebrew alphabets to state that if he had to so make a declaration or to declare such a thing as this, declare by the non-existent pagan deity. Okay, in this same chapter, down to verse 6, he said, I, J-S-U-S, have sent mine angels to testify unto you these things in the churches. Why in the churches? That's Cersei. See, Cersei was a pagan deity, in which the so-called church world come from. Now, this is a fabled character who supposedly was a sorceress, see? And she turned people into hogs, into swine, and then slayed the swine and fed them to the people. In other words, turning people to swine, this sort of thing, okay? Go ahead and read it. Read up on this so-called CRC, this pagan deities that the church world is fashioned and formed after. Okay, he said, I, J-S-U-S, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. Now that's a lie. Here's the problem with that. You cannot be a man's root and his offspring. You can't be his father and his son, too. You can't do that. Now, that's a lie, 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 lie. How in the world can you be a man's root and his offspring? See, even Isaiah, when Isaiah, Yeshayahu, prophesied the coming of Dawid, and we're going to go there and read this, show you how this thing goes. He didn't say anything about the man, Dawid's father, Yeshay, a man called Jesse, Yeshay, okay? He didn't say anything about David, Dawid, being his father's son and his father at the same time. That is not what he said. This right here will blow you to pieces. It will blow your brain out your head trying to figure out how in the hell can a man be a man's father and son at the same time. See what Greek mythology does for you. See why they incorporated all these lies over here in this so-called book of nothing but lies and contradictions and lies. That's the reason why I don't subscribe to any of it, even to my brothers who try to challenge me on certain things, just because I didn't come under the indoctrination of some other man that they did. So I didn't come through it like that. My wisdom comes straight from the Most High Yah. And you can try to play with it and question it and try to challenge it if you want to. Okay? You're stepping on dangerous ground, brother. Stepping on some dangerous ground, you see. No, I didn't go through no damn Hebrew group and ain't going through none, okay? And I ain't joining yours or nobody else's. Hallelujah. Y'all got to get out of this Hebrew group stuff. What is it doing? It ain't doing shit. Excuse my expression. It ain't doing nothing for mine or your people. But confusing them in some cases even more because y'all can't even get it together. This one think he got more knowledge than them. It's a challenge of knowledge, and don't none of y'all know a damn thing. Need to sit down somewhere. Sick of this. I'm just sick of it. Hallelujah. Sleek of my people, listening audience. Now, when Isaiah made this prophecy, Isaiah chapter 11, starting at verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Look at this. See, this is the prophesying of a man that's going to come from Yeshua, Jesse. Okay? But notice, he does not state it in a way to indicate or to lead you to believe in any way, fashion, shape, or form that what? That Jesse is going to have a son, and the son is going to become his father and his son. No. There shall come forth a rod now, a person with power and authority out of the stem of Jesse. Stem, offspring, see? And a branch shall grow out of his roots. Again, his offspring, not his father and his son. This is just to show you all how they twist stuff over there. You get caught up over there in those twists, you will forever stay confused. And to the brothers and sisters who try to incorporate these two books into anything to try to make it look like this, that, and the other, hallelujah, not valid, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nation. Not valid. Not valid at all. And notice, he said, and the spirit of Yahweh shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of fear of Yahweh, and make him what? Quick of understanding in the fear of Yahweh, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Now, David, hallelujah, David did all of this and more, hallelujah. Look at this, David was prophesied to come what? From the root, from the stem of Yeshua. In other words, an offspring of David, not a man born of a man, and then all of a sudden becomes this man's what, son and his father? Well, your JSUS say he's the root and the offspring of David. You can't be a man's root and offspring. This doesn't say anything or indicate anything such as that. So again, we're just dispelling and breaking in pieces and tearing apart all of this wickedness and these lies, hallelujah, these lies that's been beat in us by our oppressors to get us and to force us to bow down to something that's not real, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations. This stuff over here is not real. Well, let's move to another twist while we have some time here. I want to show you some things. Okay. Over here in the new book, over here in the twisted part that a lot of y'all still like to read from, including y'all, Hebrews. My goodness, brothers. And this is who I'm mainly referring to, these Hebrews who like to try to mix both books. You can't do that. I apologize to the audience for my use and for my anger just displaying that momentarily. I'm not really an angry person. But sometimes you just get sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of just hearing junk. But still, a man of my teaching and of my mannerism still need to be able to what, deal with this in a very calm manner. I can see why Moses and other prophets became very disgruntled and very angry at our people in the past, because it's very, very easy to do. They can drive you into that, but a man of Yah must stay humble and must what? Must stay within his place at all times. Hallelujah. The book of 1 John chapter 4. Now, we've taught on this one before. We're going to go even into some other contradictions or other shows that are coming up, brothers and sisters, other twists, as I call them. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 4. Look at this. Starting at verse 9. Okay, first, no, starting at verse 11. 1 John chapter 4, verse 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Verse 12 is the one we're going after. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Now, if they're referring to the Elohim of Israel, which they couldn't be, because he has been seen more than one time and on several occasions by different and various people. As a matter of fact, if this is who they are supposed to be referring to, then we're going to clear this up right now. We're going straight to our book, one of many places that we can go. We can go all over the place and tear this lie right here to pieces. Yes, we can. As a matter of fact, let's do this right now. Let's go to Exodus chapter 24. Okay, Exodus chapter 24. And we're going to start at verse 1, and then we're going to skip on down to get to what we want to get to here. Hallelujah for the conservation of time. And he said unto Moshe, this is Yah speaking unto Moshe, come up unto Yahweh, thou and Aharon, and Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship ye afar off. Afar off. Verse 2, and Moshe alone shall come near Yahweh, but they shall not come near, neither shall the people go up with him. Hallelujah. Now, you read this entire chapter so you can get the understanding, understanding, and overstanding of what's going on here, okay? Skip down to verse 9. Then went up Moshe and Aharon, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. You'll read here as to why this number was specific. Verse 10, and they saw, S-A-W, your new books say no one has never seen, and they saw the Elohim of Israel, and there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone, and as it were the body of heaven in his clearness. And upon the nobles of the children of Israel he laid not his hand. He has hands. Also they saw Elohim and did eat and drink. Look at that. He was right there with him. They were right there with Yah, eating and drinking right there with him in the midst of them. Look at this. It said they saw him. Your new book said no one has ever saw him. Now, which one is a lie and which one is the truth? I choose to believe Exodus chapter 24 and choose to dispel and put away 1 John. Oh, yeah, the fourth chapter. Yes, and that foolishness and that lie over there. No, I don't deal with that. I deal with it this way, by dispelling it and taking it and breaking it to pieces and sending it where it needs to go, right straight in trash can. See, you have all these twists, but thank be Yahweh that you have me and he are put here to do what? To untwist the twisted and to untwist the twists. Yes, in these words that we've been taught to believe and to live by, quote-unquote, religiously, every day and every night. And these words over here on this side of the book, hallelujah, are nothing but lies, 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 lies. And a lie will never stand forever, but the truth of Yahweh's word will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the words of our Elohim shall stand forever. And you see the words of our Elohim already through Brother Yirmiyahu and others are breaking the lies to pieces. Because I don't know about the rest of y'all brothers, but Yirmiyahu not compromising. Yeah. We're going to deal with some more of this mess over here. You see, I just singled out these two because these are only a few of the passages that are constantly ran out But they are read in the so-called churches, the temples of Baal worship, sun worship, and also what? In recognition of Circe, a pagan deities that did wicked, evil things. And the church has the audacity to pattern itself after a wicked deities. Look up Circe. Look that up and see where this mess come from that mine and your relatives run to. I've even been a part of it in the past, but hallelujah, when Yah delivered me from that foolishness, I looked forward and kept my face forward and did not look back. Only time I've been up in them temples of Baal is when somebody having a funeral, a relative or something having a funeral, and that didn't even feel good and doesn't even feel good, and that's why I hate to have to even be bothered with that. Because you get tired of it. Now, here's another thing they do at these churches and these funerals. Hallelujah. They read this thing, talking about, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should, here go that should stuff, not perish. And they got this thing, this little saying, this writing on a banner hanging right up over the casket. And there the person who was lying in the casket perished. They died. Dead now. That person, according to that passage over in the new book, yeah, we're going to get over that again and we're going to tear that to pieces too, show you how that don't make no sense. That don't make no sense. Because according to the new book, that person lying in the box should not have perished if they believed in JSUS. And if they believed that he was the S-O-N of G-O-D, hallelujah, and that he so loved the world and he came here that he died for the sinners. He died for your sins. We're going to tell that lie up too again. We've done it so many times in previous episodes. But hallelujah, nothing about the truth ever gets old. And nothing about the truth ever becomes repetitive to the point to where it becomes what? Monotonous. Yes, and boring, because the truth is always good and refreshing to one's what? Heart, soul, and mind, and his innermost being, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations. It's been a pleasure being here with you tonight, and we encourage you to stay with us again in another episode in the Knowledge Suite, man. Come on, just stay with us. Hallelujah. And we bid you peace and blessings. Blessings and peace. Shalom, shalom, shalom.